This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we continue with the series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick presses on and shows us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a hands-on resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's called the Building My Life on Values That Last Guided Experience Book. And you can take a quick look right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Choosing My Standard.
It doesn't matter what you do as long as you're sincere, and it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you sincerely believe it. Are you familiar with this? It doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you're sincere. And whenever I hear that, I want to go, oh, really? Have you thought through the logical extension of that? Oh, really? It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. Then how do you explain the 39 people who committed suicide? They were sincere. Oh, they were very sincere in what they were doing. But they were deluded. And they were wrong. And there is a right and a wrong. You can be sincerely wrong and be sincere. I mean, let's say this. Let's say this cup. I think this cup is filled with water for me to drink, but it's really filled with sulfuric acid. Just kidding. And I could drink that thinking it was water, but it's sulfuric acid, and I would be sincerely dead. It does matter what you believe. How about this? Let's say after church, you're going to go get on the freeway. And you go up what you sincerely believe is the on-ramp to the freeway. But the truth is, it's really the off-ramp. Now, is sincerity enough to keep you from having an accident? No. Does the truth matter in that situation? Absolutely it does. Because you're getting ready to have a major collision that may take your life. It takes more than just sincerity. And so while you're driving up this on-ramp, which is really an off-ramp freeway, some guy's coming off the off-ramp, he rolls down his window and he irately yells to you, "Wrong way!" And if you believe in relativism, you say, "Well now, who are you to tell me what's wrong? Who made you the judge of my life? I mean, it may be true for you, but it may not be true for me. I mean, for you, this may be an off-ramp. For me, it's an on-ramp." Okay? So don't be so judgmental and narrow-minded. And you know, let me tell you something. When people tell you the truth, they're not judging you. They're being kind. They're being kind. And there are very few people who will level with you today and say, "Look, you're blowing it. You go down that track, you're going to miss it. You're going to head in for a major head-on collision." And when people go through a major crisis like, you know, should I move in with this guy? Or should I get a divorce? Or should I, you know, take drugs? Or any kind of ethical crisis. And people all around you go, "Well, you know, you just whatever's best for you." They don't love you. Because people who tell you the truth are those who love you. They're not judging you. They're just telling you the truth. Now, there's another phrase that relativism uses, and it goes like this. There are no absolute truths in life. There are no absolutes. Have you ever heard this one? Any of you ever heard this one? Yeah, most of you, yeah? Whenever somebody says to me, "There are no absolutes." In fact, I was in a class one day as a high school student, and the teacher stood up in a philosophy class, and he said, "There are no absolutes in life." And I said, "Are you absolutely sure?" Now, folks, let me tell you something. Don't ever let anybody con you with pseudo-intellectualism. With statements like, It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere, and there are no absolute truths. That, folks, is not only illogical, it's irrational. In the first place, it's illogical because that statement in itself is an absolute. There are no absolutes. You've just stated one, which means, obviously, that one's wrong. Think that through now. Think that through. You cannot make an absolute statement that there are no absolutes. That's illogical. But more than that, it's just pure irrational because the fact is the whole world proves that the world is built on things that you can depend on because they are absolutely true. For instance, there is an absolute truth called gravity. Are you familiar with this one? What if all of a sudden, say, every 8 or 9 minutes, God turned off gravity? You'd all be floating up in the ceiling here, okay? But one of the reasons we build chairs is because you can depend on gravity to pull you down and something needs to hold you up. When NASA makes a rocket launch to the moon, you know, the moon's over here. They don't aim the rocket toward the moon. They aim the rocket way over here. Why? Because the moon is moving and so is the Earth. And so they have to aim it at a place where there isn't even a moon yet. So that by the time the rocket gets there, the moon's there. Now, how do they figure that out? Because God has established the entire universe on some universal laws that are always true and can always be depended on. And you never have to doubt that, well, maybe one time it won't be true. No. God always makes these laws true. And truth is ongoing.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Today, so many people are confused about who they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives. That's because they're looking in the wrong places and living by values that are at odds with God's values. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together Building Your Life on Values That Last, that will help you to develop and apply God's values in your life. This vegan leather-bound, full-color, beautifully illustrated guided study will reveal what God has to say about responsibility, trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. And it will help you to develop and apply God's values in your life. It'll show you practical ways to make the changes you need to get back on track. And here's the best part. You don't have to do this on your own strength. God will guide you every step along the way. Building Your Life on Values That Last is filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, application exercises, and lots of space for you to write down your responses to what God is teaching you. This comprehensive study tool will help you go deeper as you follow Jesus, and it's yours when you support Daily Hope financially. Call 800-600-5004 right now to get yours, or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Let's say you got a bronchitis or sore throat, and you get a prescription, and you walk in and say, here's the prescription that the doctor gave me for my bronchitis. 10 minutes later, the pharmacist comes back and gives you medicine for schizophrenia. You say, I don't need this. Well, you know, there are no absolutes, so I thought this medicine would be as good as any other. In fact, you look a little neurotic, and so I thought you could take this. You know? And I know that there's a certain thing that says only 80 mg of this medicine, but I thought 3,000 megagrams would be, mg's would be exactly what you need. So I know this is 5 times over the limit of actual dose. It may kill you, but I don't care because it really means truth is evasive. And it may be true for that doctor, but not for me. When you go to a pharmacist, are you interested in absolute truth? Yes. You want just the right amount of just the right medicine because not any medicine will do, and every medicine is not equal. And every medicine is not valid, and every medicine is not equally good for you. You want the one. See, truth is narrow, folks. That's why it's called the truth. And God says, I want you to know the truth. I mean, what if there were no traffic laws? What if, for instance, let's say stop signs meant stop whenever you feel like it? What if the line in the middle road meant stay on this side if you want to? We would have no world. You'll all be dead. Even people, even philosophers who claim there are no absolutes in life, get very interested in absolutes when they're being violated. For instance, if all of a sudden my neighbor says, I don't believe there are any absolutes, so I start building an extension to my house 20 feet onto his property. All of a sudden, there needs to be a law here. Well, there cannot be any law unless there are some absolute things that are right and wrong. So don't let anybody con you, because we have been conned by individualism, live for myself, secularism, God is unnecessary, and relativism, which is there are no absolutes. You see, now in today's society, in relativism, which is the prevailing attitude, the highest value in our society is tolerance. Tolerance. Because we value tolerance more than truth. You don't want to say the truth because you may hurt somebody, you may offend somebody, they may disagree with you. And what we're supposed to do is tolerate each other. The worst sin in our society is to be intolerant. The worst label to be labeled is to be labeled judgmental. You're narrow-minded, you're judgmental, you're intolerant. Now, would you write this down? It's not judgmental to tell the truth. It's not judgmental to tell the truth. You say, well, I believe that this lifestyle is the right way. Oh, no, but I believe this lifestyle is the right way. Well, God says this lifestyle is the right way. And he's telling the truth. He's not being judgmental. He's just telling the truth. It's not judgmental to tell the truth. In fact, not only that, tolerance, the word tolerance, has been redefined in our society. Go look up the word tolerance in a dictionary. And this is what it used to mean. Tolerance used to mean, I will respect you and treat you with dignity, even though I violently disagree with you. That's what tolerance means. I'll respect you and treat you with dignity, even though I disagree with what you believe. And the Bible teaches that as believers, as Christians, we are to be tolerant. We should never treat people like animals or less than human. Even the worst criminal or the worst person that has the most immoral lifestyle, we're to treat them with love and dignity. Jesus did. Jesus accepted people without approving of their lifestyle. He didn't say, oh, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It did matter. But he did treat them with dignity. And so we're called to be tolerant in that way. But tolerance doesn't mean that anymore. Tolerance now means that every idea is equally valid, that every idea is equally true, that every lifestyle is equally right. And that is not right. That is false. It is not true that every lifestyle is equally valid. It is not true that every idea or thought or belief is equally true. Because truth is narrow. Now, this idea of, well, all ideas are equally valid and they're all the truth, even when they contradict each other. The ultimate expression of that, the extreme expression of that, is called political correctness. And I know you're familiar with that one. God has something to say about this kind of nonsense. Ephesians chapter 4. He says, they are hopelessly confused. Their closed minds are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God. And they don't care anymore about right and wrong. He says, they just don't care. See, some people are so open-minded, their brains fall out. Okay. And some open minds need to be honestly closed for repair. They're not even thinking. God, Moses said to Pharaoh, let my people go. I think Moses would say today, let my people think. Use your brain and don't be conned by these pseudo philosophies that lead to a dead end. Now that's the cause. That's why there's all of the crime going up and the illegitimacies and the teen pregnancies and all that kind of stuff. So what's the cost? What is the cost of not having any standards, not having any values, and not even agreeing on what's true, right, and wrong? Well, the answer is, on the back, our cost is our culture is collapsing. Our culture is collapsing. And it is amazing to me that the people that are noticing this are not religious people, but the secular press. Just look at some of these magazine covers I'm going to hold up here. And these cover articles, they put this stuff on the cover because it sells. And every one of these are moral issues. Notice, the first one here is on Time Magazine. Lying. Everybody's doing it. Honest. Here's one. Violence goes mainstream. Here's one on the business of pornography. America is now by far the world's leading producer of pornography over every other nation. Suicide. Why do people kill themselves? Here's one on sexual desires, the new view of what's normal. Oh, I can't wait to read that one. Divorce. Not only divorce now. Mom, I want a divorce. Kids divorcing their parents. We have children in crisis. The struggle to save America's soul. How our kids are being robbed of their childhood. Growing up scared. Busybodies and crybabies. What's happening to the American character? Good question. And the answer to that is this magazine cover, The Generation That Forgot God. That's what happened. And all of a sudden, with no God, there is no truth. Now, as a result of that, we have a collapsing culture. Let me read you some statistics. In the next 30 minutes, 228 children will be beaten, molested, and otherwise abused. 30 minutes. In the next 30 minutes, 57 kids will run away from home, and 3 out of 4 of those girls will end up selling sex to survive. In the next 30 minutes, 20 children will attempt suicide. 285 children will become victims of a broken home in the next 30 minutes. Today in America, adult bookstores outnumber McDonald's 3-1. Every day in America, 14 children and youth are murdered. 326 children are arrested for alcohol offenses. Every day, 359 children are arrested for drug offenses. Every day, 3,356 high school students drop out of school every day. Every day, 3,533 babies are born to unwed mothers. Every day, 6,042 children are arrested. Every day, 13,076 public school students are suspended from school. By the way, every day, 135,000 children pack guns or knives to school. America is now not just the leading producer of pornography, but we lead every other nation by a far margin of the number of citizens we have incarcerated. We have more people in jail in America than any other country. And I could go on and on about that. That's the cost. Look at this verse. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is ignorance of God, crime runs wild. And we're seeing that today. Why is there so much crime and breakdown and guns and violence and gang warfare and all of this? And people are afraid to, you know, go out of their homes. Why is that happening? Because of an ignorance of God. Now follow me on this. If there is no God, then there is no standard of truth. And if there is no standard, anything goes. If I want to come burn down your house, I can. Because there is no objective standard. It may be right for me to burn down your house. Maybe wrong for you, but it's right for me. How many of you have ever played Scrabble? Can I see your hands? Okay. Let's say you invite me over for Scrabble. And we sit down and we're playing this game, and all of a sudden I come up with a word and it's Snickelfritzer. And you say, that's no word. Come on. Warren, what are you trying to do? I said, it's a word to me. That's no word. It's a word to me, and it gets 57 points. Because it uses the Z. And you say, no, no, that's not a word. Well, you know what? At that point, what you have to do is you have to go to an objective authority called Webster's Unabridged Dictionary of the English Language. And that is an objective truth. And you look it up. And if Snickelfritzer is in that dictionary, I don't care what you think, I get the points. On the other hand, if it's not in that dictionary, it doesn't matter what I think, even if I don't like it, it's not true, and I don't get the points. Now, this book, God's Word, the Bible, tells the truth. There's a lot of it in this book that I don't understand. There's a lot of it in this book that I don't like to read. There's a lot of it in this book that doesn't necessarily make sense to me. There's a lot that is not easy to do, but I want to tell you one thing. It is the truth.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be right back to close out our time today. But first, today, so many people are confused about what they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives. That's because they're looking in the wrong places and living by values that are at odds with God's values. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together a new resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's called Building Your Life on Values That Last. This vegan leather-bound, full-color, beautifully illustrated guided study will reveal what God has to say about responsibility, trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. And it will show you practical ways to make the changes you need to get back on track. And here's the best news. You don't have to do this in your own strength. God will guide you every step along the way. It's filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, application exercises, and lots of space to write down your responses to what God is teaching you. This comprehensive study tool will help you go deeper as you follow Jesus. And it's yours when you support Daily Hope financially. Call 800-600-5004 right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's 800-600-5004, or just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love to end our broadcast by reading letters from people like you. Here's one from Melissa, who lives in Colombia. Pastor Rick, I just want to say thanks to you and thanks to God for helping me understand the Bible and for helping bring so many souls to Jesus Christ. I've been blessed because you put your messages online for free. And because of that free ministry, I have access to the truth. I cannot thank you enough. She says, I want to help. And I want to give what God commands to give me to give so that his message can reach the entire world. Thank you, Melissa from Colombia. Well, Melissa, thank you. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for your financial gift, and thank you for caring about people who haven't heard the good news. You see, when we work together, we're able to do things we cannot do on our own. Together, we reach people that would never be reached any other way. And when you get to heaven, we're going to celebrate all the souls that have come to know Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening, thank you for supporting, and thank you for praying. And I want to say the same thing to all of the rest of you who are doing that too. God bless you, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.